we knew it was coming, and now it's here. TikTok is challenging the U.S. government in a fight for its survival. The company filed suit in a federal court in D.C. today. This comes less than 2 weeks after a new law took effect mandating TikTok be sold in a year or be banned nationwide. NPR tech correspondent Bobby Allen is here. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Ari.
Describe what TikTok says in this challenge to the ban.
Yeah, TikTok says it is being unfairly singled out. They say banning an entire social media platform would deprive millions of Americans from expressing themselves on the app. TikTok has around 170 million users, so that's like half of America, a lot of people, right? Mm. And lawyers for TikTok say a ban would be unprecedented and, quote, obviously unconstitutional. But those who support the law, Ari, say, wait a minute, no, this is not a ban law. What it really does is push TikTok to divorce itself from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. And if it doesn't do that in 12 months, well, okay, then it will be banned. It's about fully cutting off ties with China, supporters say. But TikTok counters with, well, that framing is a little off because TikTok just really can't function without its parent company, ByteDance.
Why would that be?
Well, TikTok says ByteDance engineers in China help maintain and update the algorithm. And remember, the algorithm is kind of the secret sauce of TikTok. TikTok wouldn't be TikTok without it. It's why the app is such a hit and why you just can't put it down. You know, it just learns your preferences super fast and serves you up hyper-personalized videos really endlessly. Whether you like skateboarding or whether you like surfing, you name it, you're going to get a lot of what you like on TikTok because of this algorithm. And it is owned, the algorithm is owned by ByteDance. And ByteDance says it's not willing to sell the algorithm. So TikTok says the law giving the company the ultimatum of sell or be banned is really just telling TikTok to be banned because they say we don't have a for sale sign out. We're not trying to sell to anyone.
TikTok's been in court many times before, and national security has often been an issue. What's changed?
Yeah, you know, not much. Yes, the Trump administration twice tried to ban TikTok on national security grounds, and those efforts were overturned in the courts for reasons including that, you know, courts saw this as a free speech violation. Montana also tried to ban the app in the state, and there too, a federal judge said the effort was a First Amendment violation. Now the Justice Department is going to try to give it a shot. They're expected to say the national security concerns are the most important thing here, that if TikTok doesn't sever ties with ByteDance, it's just too much of a risk. And you know, Ari, I've talked to constitutional scholars who have said government speech restrictions are very hard to do, but if a national security case is supported, it's possible. And remember, the fear that the Chinese government could use TikTok to spy on Americans or push disinformation is a bipartisan issue and something that's gotten a lot more scrutiny and a lot more lawmakers energized ahead of an election in November. But in this court battle, a key question will be what kind of evidence will the government be bringing to back up its national security concerns? Because to date, those fears have been mostly hypothetical. China could, in theory, weaponize TikTok against Americans, but Ari, we just haven't seen that yet.
This challenge was just filed in a couple sentences. Where does it go from here?
We'll see what the appeals court says. TikTok did file this in a D.C. appeals court, not a D.C. district court, and that's sort of odd, but that's how the law described TikTok was to challenge the law. We're expecting hearings coming up, and you know, most legal watchers say this court battle might just end up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, so we'll have to see.
NPR's Bobby Allen, thank you.
Thanks, Ari.